KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have fog and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for areas of dense fog this morning, especially over the western and southwest counties until 10 a.m. where a dense fog advisory is in effect. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Visibility here in Atlantic is just under a mile at present. In the news, the Adair County Sheriff's Department reports four arrests over the past week. Last Friday, 22-year-old Ron Sears of Decatur, Nebraska, was arrested in Stewart by the Iowa State Patrol for OWI for his defense. Sears was released the following day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. On December 11th, 19-year-old Hamadi Osman Makoma of Erie, Pennsylvania, was arrested by Adair police at the Casey store in Adair for theft in the first degree with regard to the theft of a vehicle from Boise, Idaho, and a gun that was stolen from another vehicle. Makoma's bond was set at $10,000. On December the 8th, 33-year-old Rachel Ann Johnson of Stewart was arrested by Stewart police for domestic assault bodily injury after the vehicle she was in struck her boyfriend following an argument at a restaurant. Johnson was released from custody later that same day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And 18-year-old Jesse Slade Breeze of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police on December the 8th for possession of drug paraphernalia, a small scale in baggies, and possession of a small bag of marijuana with the intent to deliver, a Class D felony. Breeze was later released that same day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday said no injuries were reported following three recent but separate accidents. A little before 4 p.m. Friday, deputies responded to a single vehicle accident at First Street and Lewis Road. Authorities say that a 1998 Chevy Malibu driven by 75-year-old Sandra Easter of Lewis was westbound on First Street when the vehicle went out of control and struck two signs before coming to rest facing south. Damage was estimated at $2,000. Easter was cited for failure to maintain control. On December 11th, deputies in Cass County responded at around 2:40 p.m. to an accident on 610th Street. Officials say a 2006 Ford 500 driven by 17-year-old Zane Christensen of Atlantic was southbound on 610th when the vehicle went out of control while the teen was attempting to negotiate a curve in the road. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500. And on December 9th, a single vehicle accident took place just before 10 a.m. in Anita on Main Street. The Sheriff's Department says a pickup owned and driven by 54-year-old Troy Christensen of Casey was eastbound on Main Street when Christensen lost control on the icy road and hit a pole. Damage to his vehicle was estimated at $2,000. Deputies have arrested a man from Carroll on charges that he used a stick to kill a rabbit at a Des Moines animal shelter. The Polk County Sheriff's Office Sunday night charged 64-year-old Bobby Carruthers with animal torture after the death of the rabbit at the Animal Rescue League of Central Iowa shelter. According to a criminal complaint, Carruthers admitted he killed the rabbit named Petunia. ARL staff identified Carruthers as being the last person in the shelter Sunday night. He was asked to leave, and a short time later, employees found the dead rabbit. In a statement, ARL CEO Tom Colvin said, "We're devastated, we're shocked, and we're outraged. But beyond that, we're furious. Furious that someone could do this to an innocent animal. Furious at the brazen attack on one of our very own. And furious at the lawmakers whose inaction last session mean the person who did this to Petunia will not get the punishment they deserve." He added, "Iowa's laws need to change once and for all for Petunia and for all animals." Carruthers was being held in the Polk County Jail reportedly on a $25,000 cash bond. Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting in Atlantic this morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the courthouse. On their agenda is recognition of volunteer service, the appointment of a Brighton Township clerk, discussion and or review of the board and commission appointments and committee assignments that will be made at the supervisors' organizational meeting on January 2nd, and regularly scheduled department head reports. There are a few details being released about a federal investigation into allegations that sexual arousal experiments were done on residents of a state-run Iowa institution for developmentally disabled patients or residents. The U.S. Department of Justice notified Governor Kim Reynolds in November that investigators will see if there are law violations at the Glenwood Resource Center, an investigation that was first reported by the Des Moines Register. The investigation is focusing on whether residents were subjected to harmful and uncontrolled human experiments and whether they had inadequate medical and nursing care. Investigators will also look at whether there have been harmful restraint practices and needless injuries. The Atlantic City Council will meet tomorrow evening at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. And for current City Councilman Chris Jimerson and Dana Halder, that'll be their last meeting. Jimerson opted not to run for re-election, and Halder was defeated for his bid for re-election in November. The council will recognize Fire Chief Mark McNeese for his more than 12 years of service as a chief of the Volunteer Fire Department, plus 17 years as a member of the department. During his years as chief, McNeese, they say, has worked to maintain a lean and effective organization that features three full-time and 34 volunteer firefighters. The fire department earlier this month elected Tom Cabell II as fire chief to succeed McNeese. The council will act on his appointment to that top post during their meeting Wednesday evening as well. The Atlantic City Council will also recognize Julie Chepkes for her 32 years of service to the Atlantic Public Library as children's librarian. They'll pay tribute to Chris Jimerson, who has been serving on the council for the first ward for the past 7 years, and Dana Halder, who joined the council as an at-large councilman this year following a special election. Afterward, Grace Garrett will be sworn into the at-large seat, and Jim Behrens will be sworn in as councilman for the first ward. Both won election in November. In other business, the council will act Wednesday on a resolution pertaining to policies, rules, and regulations with regard to the performance of the CDBG program, that's Community Development Block Grant, as required by state and federal regulations. They'll also hold the third and final reading of amended ordinance pertaining to the powers of the Parks and Rec Board with regard to their authority to approve expenditures for salaries and supplies, contracts and capital outlays, and personnel matters such as hiring, firing, disciplinary action, appointments, and or other direction. Those areas would be turned over to the city administrator. The council will then act on orders to appoint John Martins to the Planning and Zoning Commission to fill a vacancy and Melissa Enan to the Board of Adjustment to replace a member who has resigned. Their final order of business is a closed session with regard to an annual performance review for City Administrator John Lund. And a former Colorado resident and his wife, who moved to Iowa to be closer to his wife's daughter, has erected what's called the world's largest Bible in Atlantic.
9 years ago, it was rolled out in 2010 for display. It's 8 feet across, 7 feet high, and about 6 feet deep, and it comes in two pieces. Each piece weighs about 200 pounds.
That's Albert Morgan. His display can be found at 307 Ridge Road in Atlantic. Morgan said he normally tries to incorporate Santa, the gingerbread man, and other non-secular Christmas decorations, but this year he didn't have time to do both. So along with a large Bible, there is a church and angels. Plans and diagrams for the Bible were purchased a few years back, but then a friend helped Morgan modify those plans.
Since I have a disability, I can't cut wood, I took it to my friend Tim and I said, "You think you could help me with this?" He said absolutely he needed to do some major enhancements, major changes, called for quarter-inch plywood. He said that'd never hold up in the winter, things like that. And really, Tim did more than just help. He pretty much took it over. He spent a lot of time on it in his garage. Him and his wife could not park in his garage for an entire winter. And every once in a while, I find him running off to the hardware store without me and spending his own money.
His friend Tim, a Vietnam veteran, worked on the display for about a year. Halfway through the project, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but he pleaded with Morgan to allow him to finish the project. It's in honor of his buddy Tim, who now resides in a Missouri's veterans home, that Albert alone worked to move the sprawling display to Iowa and place it in his yard.
He made me promise him that I would not give it away, that I would not sell it, and that I needed, if I wanted to get rid of it, to check with any churches that might want to take it over. That's all good and well, but this Bible means so much to me, more to me than just a Christmas display.
And this is the first year for the display in Atlantic. Again, you can stop by 307 Ridge Road in Atlantic to check out the world's largest Bible. You can also hear more of an interview with Albert Morgan under the Heartbeat Today link found on the program's page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.